You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Welcome all. You've tuned into a new episode of a show we affectionately call Neon Jazz. Starting off the show is Italian-American jazz drummer Luigi Paulino Alfredo Francesco Balassoni, or better known by his stage name, Louis Belson, with an equally long song name, with All the Way Home, Time to Ride a Moonbeam, Bye Bye to All, off the 1978 album Louis Belson Jam. He is credited with pioneering the use of two bass drums and is a noted composer, arranger, bandleader, and educator who has performed in most of the major capitals around the world. Belson and his first wife, the actress and singer Pearl Bailey, had the second highest number of appearances at the White House, only outdone by Bob Hope. Louis was a vice president at the drum company Remo and was also very good friends with the cymbal manufacturer Armand Zildjian. Belson is only one of three recipients to receive the prestigious American Jazz Masters Award from the National Endowment of the Arts. It is said at the award time that the colossal talents he had helped write the history of jazz in America, and he used that pen for all the ink it was worth. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, giving you a host of cool tracks from the world of jazz, coming to you from the center of jazz greatness here in the center of the United States in Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Lee Morgan, Milt Jackson, Roy Eldridge, and much more. Coming up next on this hour of Neon Jazz is a very cool vintage track from beat novelist and poet Jack Kerouac, backed up by Bebop Cats, Al Cohn, and Zoot Sims on the 1959 song The Last Hotel and some of the Dharma off his Blues and Haikus album.
I can see the blank wall. I can see the silhouette in the window. He's talking. I'm not interested in what he's talking about. I'm only interested in the fact that it's the last hotel. The last hotel. Ghosts in my bed. The goats are bled. The last hotel. Haggard and dull signs on the sheen of this skin, the sheath of proud self cracks, the sword rusts, the swordsman falls sighing in the fault sour sea. The world and everything in it, one vast body seen and hassled by sentient embodied thinking, bearers of mind, which is the manifestation of the tranquil and eternal radiant bright essence, mind of perfect purity, beyond all body, neither light nor eyes alone reveal. Moveless mind sees motion, yin, shape, shadow, clock. Changeless mind sees change. Reflections, particles of dust. Oh, it's a return to the original mind. Return those shoes to the shoemaker. Return this hand to my father. This pillow to the pillow maker. Those slippers to the shop. And that wainscot to the carpenter. But my mind, my tranquil and eternal mind, return it to whom? Thank you.
That was hard bop trumpeter Lee Morgan with the 1967 song Blue Gardenia. Lee recorded prolifically from 1956 until his death in 1972. Originally interested in the vibraphone, he soon showed a growing enthusiasm for the trumpet. Morgan also knew how to play the alto saxophone. On his 13th birthday, his sister gave him his first trumpet. His primary stylistic influence was Clifford Brown, who gave the teenager a few lessons before he joined the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band at 18. He began recording for Blue Note Records in 56, eventually recording 25 albums as a leader for the company with more than 250 musicians. He became more politically involved in the last 2 years of his life as one of the leaders of the Jazz and People's Movement. The group demonstrated during the taping of talk and variety shows during 1970 to 71 to protest the lack of jazz artists as guest performers and members of the program's bands. At the age of 33, he was murdered in the early hours of February 19, 1972, at New York City's East Village Club called Slugs, where his band was performing. Following an altercation between sets, Morgan's common-law wife, Helen Moore, shot him in the chest on stage, killing him within moments. If it wasn't for the music, these jazz guys would still have lives ready for the silver screen. Let's cool out with a smooth tune up next on Neon Jazz. Here's guitarist Kenny Burrell with More Blues for Wes on a 1992 tribute to Mr. Wes Montgomery.
Say this.
This
is neon.
Neon.
That was the queen of the jazz keys, English-born jazz pianist, composer, and writer Marion McPartland, with the tune Four Brothers off the 1953 album On 52nd Street. Most notably, she was the host of Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz on National Public Radio, which began on June 4, 1978 and ended on November 10, 2011. It was the longest-running cultural program on NPR, as well as being one of the longest-running jazz programs ever produced on public radio. Marion was a music prodigy from the time she could sit at the piano at the age of 3. Early on, despite her family's efforts to keep her in school, Marion left to join Billy Mariel's Claviers, a 4-piano vaudeville act that toured throughout Europe during World War II entertaining Allied troops. In 1964, Marion branched out further, launching a new venture on WBAI-FM in New York City, which was a weekly radio program that featured recordings and interviews with jazz guests. Rightly, the Grammys awarded her the Trustees Lifetime Achievement Award in 2004 for her work as an educator, writer, and host of her show on NPR. I spent many hours listening to that show and garnered all I could from that font of all the knowledge from her guests. That show will be missed. Up next on Neon Jazz is a treasure. This is vibraphonist Milt Jackson and guitar great Wes Montgomery teaming up on the 1961 song Stablemates. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was alto saxophonist Lou Donaldson with the song Candy off his 1958 album Blues Walk. The North Carolina native is best known for his soulful and bluesy approach to playing the alto saxophone. His formative years were spent in the throes of the bebop era and heavily influenced by Casey's own Charlie Parker. His first recordings were with bebop pioneers Milt Jackson and Thelonious Monk in 1952. He was part of several small groups with other jazz stars, such as trumpeter Blue Mitchell, pianist Horace Silver, and drummer Art Blakey. Lou switched it up over his career, recording in the genres of bop, hard bop, and soul. An evolved musician, Lou was. Up next on the mixed bag of jazz tune is Machito and his African-Cuban orchestra with the 1949 tune, Tanga. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Philadelphia-born drummer Joseph Rudolph Philly Joe Jones with the 1978 tune Trailways. He is best known as the drummer for the Miles Davis Quintet. Philly Joe is often confused with another influential jazz drummer, Joe Jones. Oddly enough, the two died only a few days apart from each other. Maybe we're all a little bit more intertwined than we would like to admit. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is hard bop pianist Red Garland with his quintet on the 1962 tune, This Time the Dream's on Me. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz, and to my good friend, show engineer, and host of the finest show on the airways in KC, The Neon Beat, Mr. John Christopher. Let us know how we're doing here, or what you might dig, at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Okay, we could...
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Oh.
Feedback.
Tokyo.
Actually, we got a couple of more seconds to kill here. What do you say we do it with a little Steve Allen?
Yeah. Is he little?
Yeah.
Let's go.
as that old Rush tempo and the old clock on the wall tell us, it's time to say that until next time, this is your announcer, Kyle Fernie, saying toodaloo, a bit of a tweet-tweet, a fond adieu, a kind fairly well, yaksimash, a kick in the teeth, a bit of a pip-pip, pleasant dreams, till we meet again, and au revoir, and I'll be just saying goodnight, goodbye, lots of health, lots of fun, and lots of luck. This is NBK, the National Boondoggling Company.
Neon Jazz.